You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty. People in Grass Lake in Jackson County are arguing about the school district's decision to allow a transgender boy in elementary school to use the boys' restroom, with plans to build privacy stalls around urinals in school buildings. Supporters and opponents of the policy have been showing up at school board meetings even when the issue was not on the agenda, including people who don't live in Grass Lake. Many have strong feelings one way or the other about the decision. Joining us now is the superintendent of Grass Lake Community Schools, Ryle Kaiser. So take us, please, through the timeline of what happened. When were you first made aware of the family's request for accommodating this transgender boy?
We were made aware of it last year, middle of the school year, that we were going to have a student who was transitioning to be a transgender boy. So at that point in time is when we started to make plans to deal with the issue.
So what has the board decided regarding accommodations?
At this point in time, the board, like you said earlier, has decided that they're going to, for the elementary school and the other buildings that gradually we're going to work into it, we're going to put stalls around the urinals to ensure privacy for all students. And then they have stated that they're going to follow our board policy, which says that we're not going to discriminate against anybody, including transgender students and sexual orientation or transgender identity, as well as Title IX and the 14th Amendment, until this has all been decided by the Supreme Court. And that means that the transgender students are going to have the opportunity to use the bathroom of their gender identity.
What are the concerns of the people who are opposed to allowing this transgender boy to use the boys' bathroom?
Well, there's really two trains of thought on that. Number one is that they just don't think that this should allow boys and girls should be separated according to their biological birth identity or sex. And the other one is privacy. They're very concerned about privacy, the fact that what happens if a boy goes into a girl's bathroom or, you know, whose gender identity is female or even vice versa, that they're going to see something that they shouldn't be seeing or something of that type. That's why we're putting the stalls around the urinals, and we already have stalls around all the toilets in the girls' bathrooms.
So what kind of emails and comments are you personally getting from people who feel one way or the other about this issue?
I get pretty much across the board, mostly support emails. I'd say I probably get 5 support emails to the 1 negative email I get. I've been getting them from people all around the country, university presidents. I've been getting them from superintendents around the country. I mean, you know, it's kind of gotten to be this hot item in the state for sure. I've been getting a lot of phone calls from superintendents around the state asking me, you know, what we're doing and how we're dealing with it. The negative, the anti-group or the negative side is to this issue pretty much wants more and more explanation. You know, they want facts that in many cases I can't disclose because it's a confidentiality issue with the students involved and they're protected by the Federal Education Rights and Privacy Act, so I can't respond to a lot of things. But for the most part, you know, it's been kind of they want more clarification.
I saw near the top of your website that you've posted guidelines and frequently asked questions to explain the school district's reasoning. Are people actually going to that and looking at it, or have they made up their mind and there's nothing you can do to explain your position?
Well, I think for the most part, I think it's been very positive. I have had a lot of good comments about the things that we post on our website, the guidelines we're going to use when we work with transgender students, how a parent can help us identify with and work with their transgender student. The frequently asked questions, you know, I think has addressed many of the concerns that a lot of the people who are not in support of this have expressed. But, you know, we still have the group that, you know, we're never going to probably make any of them totally happy. We're just hoping that they'll start to understand where the district's coming from in the future.
It was reported that an out-of-state group has gotten involved in this, suggesting the school board has misinterpreted a federal court decision and noting President Donald Trump's administration has rescinded federal guidelines that protected transgender students. What has been the school district's response to those criticisms?
For the most part, we have discussed this with our attorney. Our attorney does not feel that we have misinterpreted the ruling of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has stated in a preliminary injunction that there's a strong possibility that the transgender students would win the right to use the bathroom of their gender identity, which therefore makes it an injunction, and in this particular case that the court ruled on, said that they could use the bathroom. So that makes it binding to us because it's out of Cincinnati, and that's our binding court of appeals. And President Trump rescinded the guidelines from the Department of Education and the Department of Justice, but he does not have the power to rescind court decisions. So that binding court decision is still binding to us, according to what our attorney is telling us.
I'm wondering how the board has been receiving the criticisms. They're up for election eventually, and I understand petitions are being circulated to actually try to remove them from office. What are they saying? How are they responding?
They're standing firm. They're going to continue to protect the rights of all students, and they're going to protect the privacy of all students. That's why they've agreed or supported the fact of putting the stalls around the urinals. They've been in constant contact with our attorney, as I have. The attorney came in and spoke to them about 3 weeks ago about the entire court cases. So they're very comfortable with where the district stands. They're holding their own, and I think they're probably going to continue this. And we're all just waiting for the Supreme Court to rule. And that's what my board keeps saying. We're just going to wait for the Supreme Court to rule. Hopefully it'll be sometime soon, but who knows?
So that's my question was, what's next? That's basically you're in limbo until the U.S. Supreme Court makes a ruling.
Right. We're in limbo waiting on it. There's a case in Wisconsin that's probably going to be the case that people are projecting is going to be heard. It's all based on Title IX, and it's all based on the 14th Amendment. They're even throwing Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of, I think it was 64, in there a little bit. And then we're going to have to wait and find out how they come across and what their decision is, and then that will, if they overrule the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals and the Seventh Circuit, which is the other court of appeals that had made a decision for the same thing as the Sixth Circuit did. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals made the decision. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals made the same type of decision. We're waiting for the Supreme Court to decide if they're going to overrule their decision or if they're going to affirm it by allowing transgender students to use bathrooms of their gender identity. And that's basically where we are right now.
Ryle Kaiser is the superintendent of Grass Lake Community Schools. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.